is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997. News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free energy healing on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274. Next on News for the Soul, Carol's Healing Sanctuary. Carol runs her healing sanctuary out of Spain and has sent healing energies around the globe for decades. Passionate about healing and anti-aging techniques, she works regularly with doctors for verification of medical intuitive cases. Scientifically tested and the subject of a documentary, Carol demonstrated the effects of long-distance healing over many years. Please welcome back Carol to News for the Soul.
Hi, everyone. This is the first show of the new year. I hope you've all had a good new year so far. Anyway, I've got some really positive news to share with you, and that's what we need in these times, of course. But this is something that I think everyone would be pleased to hear about. I never know who's going to knock on my door, and I never know when I'm going to be inspired to do things. Everything I do is just totally inspirational, if I feel like it, if I don't. I'm totally on another level with anything to do with my work, so it's very difficult to be told what to do at all. Now, this story started on the 17th of December. I've got a lovely, lovely Spanish home help. She doesn't speak much English and I don't speak much Spanish, but between the two of us, we managed to, you know, roll our eyes and move our arms around and have a conversation. Anyway, one day she came in and I could see that she wasn't a normal giggly self. And she said she had to leave early. And anyway, with our little language and how we spoke to one another, with a little bit of help from Google Translate, I found out that her granddaughter was having extensive testing and she was going backwards and forwards to the doctors she had been. And I think they'd only just recently got this diagnosis that day. Anyway, I said to her, you know, I can help if you want. I said, I can't promise anything. I said, just send me a picture of the little girl and I will just do what I normally do, put my head into this other place and help her. Anyway, she was so grateful. Then I decided to draw a picture of the little girl, because don't forget, anything artistic, musical, creative is the right side of the brain. And so I decided to draw a picture of her, and as I was drawing a picture of her, I was visualizing her coming back to life. Now, before I started working on her in December, a pretty lovely little face, just like her nan. This was what I was told, that she'd got this syndrome, Rett Syndrome Rett, author 778. Now, this condition normally starts to deteriorate after 18 months, and the prognosis is not good. There's currently, not as far as I know, any cure for it. It affects girls, and there's a long list of, you know, technical medical conditions and everything. But basically, monitoring her and, I suppose, just checking her, there was no medication, there was nothing to give her. Basically, there was nothing that they could do. And Nanny absolutely adores this little girl. And Nanny used to go and see her, and never did she acknowledge her, never did she move, never when she called her name did she look up. It's a bit like really severe autistic, really. She couldn't coordinate her hands, she couldn't coordinate her feet. She just used to sit there. And everyone loved her, tried to coax her, but she wasn't in. The lights were not on. Now, that was on the 17th of December. Now, once I'm on a mission, I'm on a mission. And if I say I'm going to do something, I do it. I never say I'm going to do anything and not do it. I never promise, but I always say I'll give it a try. Now, having a break at the moment, supposedly a break, I had the time to sit happily drawing her picture and focusing on her without anyone else bothering me. These are the reports that came back, and they started coming back on the, I'm just looking at my dates here. Well, basically, from there's loads and loads of little texts and everything coming through. But within the week, it was within the week, they noticed, and I've got videos, of her suddenly her eyes were moving around. They put the television on. Normally she didn't take any notice, but she started to look at the TV. And definitely, and moving around the furniture. Don't forget, at two, that is normal, but not for this little girl. This little girl, in actual fact, should have been starting to deteriorate before that, which she was. So there was two things against me, which was the age that she should have been deteriorating, and the fact how much she was shut in already. And I have to admit, I thought, oh dear, you know, I hope I can do something. Anyway, over here, the Spanish celebrate the Three Kings on the 6th of January. And the whole family had something to celebrate. This is one of the things that she wrote to me on the 13th of January. Before December the 17th, she was not walking at all. Now she takes some steps, nor was she holding anything with her hands because she always had her fingers twisted. Now she grabs things and throws them to the ground. Things we laughed a lot because we thought we would see her throw something. She tries to communicate and makes expressions that she did not do at all before. Now, a little bit further along, there they are all very happy with your work. It's incredible to see what you have managed to get her to do in such a short time. Impossible to think of seeing my granddaughter wriggling, grabbing things and walking, hunched up over the sofa or chairs, trying to express herself, that although still she can't, but she makes us think that she understands us something that she didn't even look at before we were calling her name. And we've got videos of her with Nanny pushing her on a swing, and when Nanny called her name, she looked up. And also beautiful pictures of her looking around, moving around. There's no doubt about it at all that she is coordinating. You know, she was sitting on the swing. She was coordinating herself. You could see she's pushing it. She loves it. She's coming alive. And I actually told a local doctor about this. They all think I'm a little bit odd over here. But anyway, he looked at me and he said, looked at me right in the eye, and he said, God is working through you. And I thought that was a lovely thing to say. You know, he didn't have to say anything like that. And I don't really know why I told him, actually. Obviously, I suppose a doctor, it's all confidential. But now, you might say, well, some people that are sceptic might say, oh, well, you know, she was too, you know, these things were going to happen anyway. No, they were not. I wanted her to talk. I wanted her to say, Mummy, Daddy and Nanny. That's what I wanted for the Three Kings. But, you know, I didn't do bad. Well, when I say I never take the credit for what I do, because basically, on my own, I can't do anything. On my own, I am literally not able to do anything. I tell people this. I explain to people that I'm not academic. I don't read books. I don't learn things. It's just not like that for me. I'm in this other space where it's all about frequencies, energies. I see somebody coming towards me, or if I'm looking at somebody and they want me to tell them something, I don't take any notice of what they look like or what they're saying. I'm just totally in this other place. But to really do my work properly, which is what I will explain now, to really, really do my work properly, I have to be able to put my thinking brain to sleep. Because my thinking brain, it is not able, it holds me back. It's not able to absorb things. It's, I don't know, maybe I'm a little bit autistic or something. But basically, I have to be able to slow it right down, slow it right down, slow it right down, slow it and slow it and slow it. And then once it's totally, totally down, so that I actually find that what helps me to get into this space is actually if I move my head slightly, or if I use my pen to cut off, that helps me. But it has to be done for something good. It can't be sent off and programmed to do something that is not for the good of somebody or a situation. I only ever get involved with a high vibration, which I know is coming from a place of love rather than a place of negative. When people say, oh, you know, what about all these different dimensions and all these negative places that you can get into? Well, I don't even think about it. I won't let myself think about that. I'm only interested in a light space. I'm only interested in a positive outcome. And I always, always, right to the last minute, will put it out there for the best outcome. And sometimes, you know, someone will die, it's their time to go. But it's not just about dying, it's about how they go. And the animals that I've helped as well. It's not just about dying. It's about putting enough healing into them so that they reach a higher state of consciousness. It's like it fast forwards everything. Because when we pass over, when we die, that's not the end. I've never, ever, ever believed it was the end. In fact, I think in many ways it's the beginning. This is just a school where we learn. This is just the beginning. But where we go to after this life depends on where we are in our minds. Which state, which school do we go to? What level do we go to? How long do we stay over there? Helping these animals, I know, helps them come back much quicker, and I do believe that they find their owners. And so, yes, it's sad when they go, but if they're old and ill and in pain, it's not fair, is it? Think of them as going out with all that loving energy around them and then coming back and finding you again. And they do find you again, and you do know. I've had experience with this. And what I would say to people, whoever you are, whatever you're doing in this field, in this work, you've got to be positive and say and know that you've given your best shot. I always give everything my best shot. And then at least when you know you've given it your best shot, that whatever happens, that is what you've done. And I would say to anyone that was wanting to learn more and go further with this work, the best thing to do is to get into the highest state of consciousness, the most peaceful state, and let the higher energies feed you. Feed the right brain. The left brain is not enough to help you on the spiritual path. I listened to someone recently, and I on a YouTube channel, and I thought, oh, how amazing, you know, how amazing, how clever they are. And I thought, oh, and I thought, no, it's no good. You can't, you know, this is who you are. It's too late now. You're not going to be an academic this time. And so Yes, I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing that these people are able to learn and able to teach others and remember everything. I do. I really think it's amazing. My contribution is snipping the winds. I call it snipping the winds. But one thing I can do, and the best thing that I've always been able to do, is get into that space. And starting a new year, I would say, I'm sure there's loads and loads of you out there of the stage of development, and you're thinking, well, you know, I know this and I know that, and I've spent all this time on that. What is missing? Sometimes what is missing is the most simplest thing. It's just the most simplest thing. And once you get into that space, and you might think all those things that you're learning and all those things that you've done and you're not getting anywhere, all of a sudden, you get into the space, the higher space, and everything comes together. And you realize that, no, it hasn't been a waste of time. It isn't. Nothing is a waste of time. Nothing is a waste of time. Everything that we learn, everything that we do, there is no such thing as a waste of time. Because each road leads to the next, leads to the next, leads to the next. And the spiritual path never ends. Never, never ends. Right to the last minute, before we go, I've heard people in their 90s come out with things and say, you know what, guess what happened to me? I saw such and such and such and such. And their face, you know, they're absolutely amazed that they've had some phenomena, they've heard something and seen something. And I think it's so lovely that they've got that knowledge and that understanding before they go. Well, I've got loads of other stories this year where things have happened, but I don't want to go on and on and on. I just thought it was a lovely story to share with you. And it's also an inspiration, isn't it? It's an inspiration to people where they've been told by the doctors that, no, there's not going to be any improvement. And I'm not knocking the doctors. I am not. How anyone could knock the doctors with what they've done and what they do and what they're trying to do with help the people these days, how could they? No, I am not. But I've always been ahead of my time. Well, I'm 72 now. I can't, you know, I'm getting to the point I'm thinking, if I go any further, this is who I am. This is where I am. I'm 72, and somebody said to me yesterday, does it bother you? Well, no, what can I do about it? At the end of the day, I'm 72. This, you know, I could make out I was younger, but what's the point of that? No. I'm happy to be where I am. I'm happy with my age. And I'm happy now. I've laid down some of the things that I do, and I say, right, no, I can't do everything anymore. What can I do? What is my legacy? What can I leave behind? Well, I think the best thing that I can leave behind is to help people to get into that space so that they then can continue on a level that maybe they can't get into on their own. So that is what I've got to say today. And now I'm here waiting to see if anyone needs me. That's a calling. Are there any phone-ins? Nicole? Am I still online? Hello?
Okay, let's see if Carol can hear me now. Let's bring you back in. Carol, can you hear me now?
Yes, I'm back again. I don't know what happened there.
Could you hear me before?
No.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. The lines are not working well for us today. We had some callers on, but we could also not hear them in the screening room. And sounds like we've got an echo because I can hear myself.
Has anything gone out? Did you hear all that?
Yes, everything. We could hear you fine. You just couldn't hear me. So that was the one saving grace there. We could hear you fine.
Well, that's one thing then.
Yes, it is. And here's where we're at. We're halfway through. And what I'm going to suggest is if you have more to share or if you want to do a group process again, because these lines are not working for us today.
I think what I'll do, I'll take people into a deep, higher meditation, Nicole.
Okay, perfect.
Would they be able to hear me?
Yes, and we can put on some nice background music if you like.
Yeah, as long as it hasn't got any words in it.
Nope, nice background. Here it comes. And
okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Hello?
You're live, Carol.
Well, okay, I can hear you now, but I can't hear any music.
It's just soft in the background. There you go.
I can't hear it. Can you turn it up a little bit, please? Oh, that's perfect. Perfect. We've had a little bit of a blip, but you know what? We just have to improvise. I'm sorry no one can ring in and talk to me today, but you know, just go with the flow. So what I'm going to do, I was going to do this at the end anyway, but maybe I'm meant to do it a little bit longer. You know, things have a funny way, haven't they? One door shuts, another door opens. Maybe this is what I'm meant to do. Now, there's many of you out there that I know that meditate. There's many of you out there that have got your own groups and do your own thing. And I'm just going to use one of the techniques that came to me. Like I said, I don't read anything. I don't learn anything. It just comes into my mind and off I go. So what I want you to do, I want you to, in your mind, I want you to focus, think about the light coming into your room, wherever you are. Think about it and visualize all the upsets, all the upheavals, all the illnesses and all the negative things that everyone has to worry about these days, think about your problems too, and visualize them coming away, take them away, mentally, push them away, push them into the center of your room, and hold it there, slow down your breathing, slow it right down, and then out the top of your head, breathe out the top of your head, and push all these negative things away from you, deep into the center of the room. They're going away. They are no longer part of you. They can't affect you anymore. They've left your body. And it's friends that you've got, family that you've got, animals that you've got, children that you've got. Anything that can't help themselves. Push it into the center of the room. Into the center. Into the light. Feel your body getting lighter and lighter. Feel your arms lighter. Your legs lighter. Visualize the place of no time. There is no time. There is no time. We are all totally at one in that same space now. Usually when you can feel yourself lifting up and all the pressures taking off, you feel all tingly. It's like a tingly, or sometimes you might feel a bit cold or a bit hot. So now, I'm going to go up, bring the energies down, push them towards you, into where you are, pull them out of your room, away from you, away and up and up and up, push them away, change the negative into the light. Take the negative out and replace it with the light. Feel it. Be at one with it. They say everything happens for a reason. Maybe the lines going down were so we could do this more in depth today, because this is what I've been told I'm meant to be doing now, not being in a room one-to-ones anymore, helping people lift up, get to a place where they can't normally get to. I love it. I love to think that I can help you with this and to help you on your journey and maybe lift a few obstacles out of the way that you can't seem to get yourself. So now you breathe deeply again. We haven't finished yet. Breathe deeply. Feel yourself pushing, pushing that energy, all the negative energies, into the center of your room, and let the higher energies come down, hoover it all up, like a great big hoover, sweep it all away, all away, all away. We can't see them, not all the time anyway, but we can sense them and feel the different atmosphere. So slow down your breathing a bit more. Slow it down. Breathe right deeply, so push right deeply, breathing right down from the bottom of your stomach, and then pull your head up slightly, push where your third eye is, push it all out. When I do my healing at a distance, this is what I do. I breathe and take myself up. I fill up my right brain. And then I push as hard as I can, as hard as I can, with my third eye. Push it into whoever I'm working on. Whether it's an animal, whether it's a child, whether it's a group. I push as much as I can. I breathe into the situation and push it. And then I go further in and I pull it out with my mind. I go in and I go push it away. Push it away. Turning the negative into the positive. Turning the dark into the light. Their bodies were designed to heal themselves. They were, I believe that. And a lot of people do believe that. We got lost. That's what's happened. We've got lost. Well, bringing the light down can help us find the right way again. And always remember those that are not able to ask for help. Some of them refuse to believe that they do need it. It's the way that they survive. To say they need help makes them feel weak. But in actual fact, admitting that you need help is a sign of strength. It's a sign of getting back up. I can feel the energies from the sanctuary going and going and going. And I can feel you drawing them in. It's like loads and loads and loads of tiny little beams of light going out. And I'm sure that you feel the peace without training in mind. Not in a hard way, not in a bullying way, but in a peaceful, quiet, gentle way, just gently taking it and taking it as far as you can, as far as you can go, further and further and further. We think sometimes that, well, you know, we think, oh, you know, maybe we've learned what we need to learn. Huh, no, that's when you know that you've got to learn. That's when there's much, much more to learn. I think strength is in simplicity, because in simplicity you don't think, because in thinking it holds you back. You can't let your brain run free. Let it run free. Let it run free and see where it takes you. Let it run free and see what you do see different. Or feel different.
Let it take long.
Let those energies take life. Push them out of the top of your head to help people, to help themselves. I can't answer your emails personally. There's just too many. But I do like to know that you've benefited. I love it when people say, oh, Carol, I felt so much better after that. After the healing last time, loads of people said, oh, that was so good. You know, we loved it so much. And I thought, well, I didn't really think that I did much. But they loved it. They just loved it. I suppose when you think about it, if, even if it's only a short period of time, if your brain and your mind can be so, so peaceful and such a one with a higher source, and everything else is just gone, what more really can you really say is better than that? And the more you do it, the stronger it will get. And the more you send out these positive thoughts, the more they grow. So it's like great big white clouds. White clouds, not dark clouds. White clouds. You know, think of them all above the Earth's atmosphere, all coming down, all that positivity, all coming down to help people, to uplift them in whatever circumstances they are. Some of you might notice and feel aches and pains subside after tonight. But this is a way of life. This isn't just a one-off thing. It's how we lead our life. We need to be in that space on a daily basis. Not all day. No. You don't need to be there all day. We've got, this is a life. We have to get on with our life. We have to work and do things. But just for a while, and just share whatever you learn to those that need it, that are coming up behind you. I'm just going to hoover everything up now, hoover it all up, take it away, taking its place is the positive. happen on here. It's always something, but we never know what. So I look forward to talking to you again in 2 weeks. And I hope that you all enjoyed it. Bye for now.
And Carol's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. You can find her profile there. And we are back with the next show, Transformational Learning with Diane Hill, right after this quick reset break.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
News for the Soul Radio will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser-known realms to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. We are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul to uncover truths and techniques to best maneuver through challenging times. We are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover hosts and radio shows, and also to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interviews with luminaries of our times speaking to what's happening in our world today from a conscious perspective. Community, consciousness, and positive empowered focus are crucial. We are here for you. Go to newsforthesoul.com to find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so others can avail themselves to this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.